All right, this is Strobe Life Radio. This is Jastin. I'm here with the Prayers, who everybody just heard. Everybody go around and say who you are and what you play.
My name's Andrew. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Willie. I play bass and some backups.
My name is Brandon. I play guitar and I sing.
My name is Brian and I play drums.
Right on. And you guys are all kind of made up of a couple other bands too, right? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell everybody what's the other bands that you guys are in.
Andrew was in a band called Gasoline Please. They were pretty massive.
San Diego. Pretty important, actually.
And then the rest of you guys are from Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower, who actually playing here all the time.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Nice.
And then
where's my royalty checks?
They're sitting around here somewhere.
All right. Waiting for him.
And then you guys just played. I just saw you play on, was it Sunday, right? Played up here at the, what's the thing? Part Time Funks.
Yeah.
And you have another one coming up, right?
February 19th.
Right on.
With Go 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 Earhart.
All right. And then what other shows? Well, tell everybody like where they can find out about when your shows are coming up and stuff.
On
on our MySpace URL. Which is
MySpace/TheFuckingPrayers.
MySpace.com/
All right.
The fucking prayers.
Right on. And today you're playing a show, right? At the Sirius store. The nice little in store.
I guess so.
You guys can talk. It's fine. Don't worry. Just, you guys had coffee, right?
We had a little coffee.
Yeah. A little coffee.
We looked at kitty cat websites.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. StuffOnMyCat.com. Just want to give a plug.
Have you seen that? There's a book out called Bad Cat. I think it's actually from that site. They put out a book where it's all pictures, and they give them each a name and like a job.
I'm probably going to buy that.
It's pretty good. But right on. Yeah, the Sirius store's today, and it's kind of cool. It's free. It's out on Melrose. A lot of kids out shopping. They'll come by, have a listen. But you guys play at 6, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. 6:30, yeah.
Yeah, it's it's better. The earlier the better, by the way, because it's like, you know, get all those kids walking around. So let's play another thing off your CD and then talk about all that stuff. All right. Do you know which one you want to play?
Why don't you play number 2, Jason? It's a hit.
All right. Here we go. This is the prayers. Send apologies sincere.
Just
All right, this is Jason. This is Strobe Life Radio. That was the prayers. So you want to shoot the shit?
Yeah, let's shoot the shit.
So how was the ride up here?
It wasn't bad. I got a hand job from Willie.
Was that taking care of business that you were talking about?
Oh, no. No. The taking care of business actually took place before we hit the road, which is why it took so long. So some personal relationship things. I don't know. Do you want to talk about it, Willie? You sure?
You want to make up something? Make up an excuse.
I think the truth is...
Truth is better.
Before Andrew almost completely and totally outed me, I was sleeping in with my girlfriend.
There you go.
But you weren't so much sleeping in so much as you were...
Well, no, there was other things that I had to, you know, pay a little attention to. Andrew, thank you very much.
That's fine.
He was taking his bi-yearly shower is what it was, actually.
Oh, thanks. That's So how was San Diego these days? I used to live down there. I was a North County boy.
What part of North County?
All around. Like, I was at Carlsbad, Oceanside, visited them back to Oceanside. Anything going on down there these days?
Not really.
I'm a boring little county.
Anything going on in San Diego now? It's been going on for a while. Any of the new stuff's pretty embarrassing, actually.
Yeah. Is there anywhere to hang out around there? Like, when I lived down there, I couldn't ever find anything to just go and do. Little places to go. I was underage, though, so I guess that maybe means something.
Yeah, the bar scene's pretty important in San Diego.
Yeah, I think it does speak volumes that we spend all of our time at our own house.
You can enter the gas lamp.
Sometimes I go down there. I have, like, a shirt that is shiny and features... Flames or dice, and I wait in long lines to get into these shitty clubs to hang out with shitty people.
They actually have lines down there for clubs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
People pay enormous amounts of money to go to those clubs, too.
But the disco pimps are way worth it. They're so good.
Yeah.
For white dudes from Arizona with Afro wigs that play along to a CD, don't really play their own instruments. Don't play disco. Don't play disco. Yeah, they play Blink 182, and I swear I did hear Crazy Town once. So,
damn,
I don't know.
Crazy Town's some good stuff, though.
Yeah, DJ Shellshock's my boy.
Maybe they're just guest DJing around town now. That's their job now. But right on. So, you guys want to play another song off your CD?
Yeah, this is the last one. Actually, this is from our demo. This is recorded at our home.
So why'd you guys decide to even start this band? That being how you guys were all in other bands at the time.
Well, Andrew and I had started a sexual relationship, and that quickly blossomed into a musical one.
Naturally, yeah.
And so we had been writing songs together and stuff, and we
took the songs that we've been writing, and the band actually started like a couple months ago, 2 months ago probably, that we all started playing together. But the songs have existed for a little while.
Will the band go on if the sexual relationship ends?
Yeah.
It's going to be like Fleetwood Mac. It's going to be a lot of tension.
That's probably when we'll write our Rumors album.
That's when the big grand album will come out.
Yes.
All right, so we'll play another song from here. What's the name of this one again?
This one is called Smash the IRA. I'm just kidding. It's called
it's actually a screwdriver song, silly.
All right, here we go. Right on. That's the prayers. This is Strobe Life Radio. That's a hit, guys. I think you might have something.
Oh, thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
And it was a good show the other night, too, by the way.
Thanks.
Thank you.
First good show. We've only played, that was only our third show. And so the first two were pretty disastrous, really. The first one was pretty awkward, in my opinion.
Was it Ite? Just Ite?
I thought it was good, but apparently, you know, my opinion, whatever.
You guys had a couple little celebrity sightings at your show the other Sunday.
Oh, we had that shorty from, what's that guy's name again? Like Jim
Jarmusch?
What is it? Jim Armstrong? What's his name?
Oh, Tim Armstrong.
Tim Armstrong.
Yeah.
I actually caught him like trying to dance. When I walked by him, he was trying to boogie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He doesn't have
he
the
likes
moves.
To get down.
He doesn't
know.
Have the moves he had when he was really? Lint, does he? The King of Scott.
Maybe it's the transplants have turned him into a little dance machine or something.
Maybe that's what happened.
Who knows? It's all downhill either way.
What other celebrities were there?
Oh, is he 53 now?
He looked it, if not looked older than probably he is. I saw one of the Donnas was there.
Oh, yeah?
She was boogieing. All
right.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. All
right. Donnas. Love their work.
And then, all right. I was just going to ask you, what do you guys think about that band, Some Girls? I saw you guys at the show.
Pretty bad.
Pretty awful.
Pretty bad. No, they're great. They're great.
All right.
Great friends of ours.
We love those guys.
Great friends of ours.
They're from the nice San Diego as well.
Yes, they are. Brian actually just did a little drum appearance. Yeah, did a little appearance with them on
Fox.
Would
you like to talk about that, Brian?
Tell us about that.
I had the privilege of playing second drums on TV, and then I got to miss it. Apparently, they played it, and I didn't see it. So, but I don't know. It was fun.
On TV? Was it the...
Yeah, I wish I had gotten to do it live, because I only got to do it for a couple minutes. They had to cut that last song down a bunch. No. So.
Have you ever heard of Fox Rocks?
Yeah. I was actually on Fox Rocks before.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, your band was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never got to see it, though. I never got to...
It's on their website, actually. I'm not going to give it a plug, but... kids can figure it out. But they have... your band's on there. His old band's on there. And Plot is on... They have, like, a whole archive. So you can check it out if you want.
The only time I saw it when it was kind of like in the reflection on the window on the monitor.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah.
My hair looks good better parted the other way, I think. All right, so you guys want to play something from Art Brute?
Sure.
Yes. I don't remember the track listing.
There's we can just scroll through it and you can tell me what you think.
All right, let's scroll.
What
about 18,000 Lira? I think it's towards the track. Is it the very last track?
This one?
Yes. Yeah.
There we go. All right, we'll be back. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. And yeah, we've got guns, but they're antiques. They're rusted and they're broken. The Red Brigade made us give our bum back. But we're gonna do this bang job. And we're gonna do our very best. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. Enrico's got a head cold again. It's not his fault. He's a brave and valiant leader. He couldn't even get bus passes this time. Just scooters. Very fast scooters. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. 18,000 lira. Sounds like a lot of money. All right, we were chatting. Sorry. All right, guys. So, what's the plans with your guys' band? Are you guys going to try to tour anything or just kind of keeping it local, keep it in SoCal?
No, we want to tour. We want to
go full big. Time. Any plans?
No.
We don't have any tours booked.
Yeah,
basically, our idea, though, is when the Plot is not in commission because Some Girls is out, it's going to be time for the Prayers to tour, basically.
Yeah, like the Plot tour is about 6 months out of the year, and we want to get this band up so that we're never home.
That works.
That's really where we want to go with it.
Yeah. And what's the other shows you have coming up again?
We are playing Monday night, the 30th, at the Glass House with The Gossip and Numbers.
Right on.
And then we are... That's the end of our spurt here.
No. Then we play... and then we play a couple weeks later, the 21st of February at the Casbah.
Oh, and then the 19th at the Echo with Go Go Go.
The 19th at the Echo.
Hey, when you guys are whispering, you should mic it.
What's up?
When you guys are whispering amongst yourself, you should mic it. We all want to know what you're saying. Talking about the Casbah.
I was just curious because I didn't know about that show. That's all. I was like, what? Yeah.
Drummers are always last to know.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Thanks.
I promise. I
appreciate that.
I used to go down to see bands at the Casbah. Have you guys ever seen any cool? What's like some of your favorite shows you've seen down there, being San Diegans?
At the Casbah?
There's been a lot of cool local bands that have come out of there. Rock from the Crypt and such. Do you like them at all? Nah. Wasn't the Dragons or something?
Were they Brian likes Rock from the Crypt.
There we go. They're not together anymore. They actually played their last show, right? Yeah. With the Bronx.
Who, Rocket?
Yeah. They're done.
The best show I saw at the Casbah was A Love Life to like five people. It was the best I think they've ever played. They were awesome.
Nice. You?
I'll be honest with you, Justin. I just turned 21, so I haven't had the opportunity to go to the Casbah very much.
We're going
to
be hanging out there all the time now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually going there later tonight if you want to join me.
Oh, hey, there you go. What are you guys going to do tonight, in fact? Are you staying up in L.A.?
No, I think we're going to head home.
Go home. We have to work.
Tomorrow in the morning.
Unless your listeners want to send in money.
If they want to reserve you a hotel room or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That works.
And then pay us for the work we'll miss tomorrow.
That works.
Just for the chance to have the...
intimate encounter.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you want to play some Space Horse?
Yes, this is a lovely band from San Diego that we would like to plug. It's a wonderful album. If you go to any track on it, your ears will be pleased.
Any track you prefer?
Let's go with track 5.
Right on. All right, here we go, Space Horse. That was some Space Horse. And I'm here with the Prayers. Everybody say hi again.
Hi.
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 What's up?
And trying to get everybody down today for the in-store you guys are playing down on Melrose at the Sirius
it's
store.
It's going to be pretty fucking hot, dude.
It's going to be off the hook. Man.
It's going to be pretty fucking hot. It's the hottest thing on Melrose right now.
You guys are going to have to pick on my little friend Jake there. Be sure you give him a hard time.
Jake?
Yeah.
Is he the owner?
He's the manager. He's the flaming homosexual manager of that store.
Huh?
So, yeah, give him give him some love.
He seemed like a nice guy on the phone.
He's not.
He's not.
No.
Real jerk. Huh?
But yeah, so everybody head on down. It's going to be free. And they're playing some other bands there too. I think Divide the Day or something's playing there next week or something. Some good stuff. See anything else in there you guys want to play? Some Bowie?
Yeah.
Anything you'd prefer off of this?
Why don't we go to track 7?
Number 7. What's everybody's favorite Bowie era?
I think the whole Eno collaboration years, and anything from Low, Heroes, or Lodger, but in particular, Heroes.
Nice.
I'd say probably like the Tin Machine era.
That's good stuff. He doesn't like Bowie?
No, I love Bowie. Oh. I like Space Oddity.
That's good.
I'm pretty into Vanity, his newest effort.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new DVD you just put out? The one that's like you put out like a live one, Reality Tour or something?
No.
Nope.
I haven't seen that one.
It's off his new album.
The artwork that Reality Records.
Oh right. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like him. It's like a like Toy Story.
Yeah. It's like yeah, like Pixar.
Pixar did the album artwork.
You know, maybe he just can't hack it anymore. I don't know. Maybe the artwork's kind of going down.
He's still a good-looking guy, though.
Yeah, he's still got to go on. Is he still with Iman?
Yes, he is.
I didn't think he was ever with a man.
A man? He just used to say he was for promotional things back in the day.
Smart guy.
He's still a good guy.
He's a good guy.
We should have him on sometime. I'm sure he'll be down.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to play... let's play a little Bowie. Number 7 off Scary Monsters. Maybe we'll play something different. Let's go to... Here we go.
Scream, waiting at the lights, know what I mean.
This is Strobe Life Radio. I'm here with the guys from the Prayers. And tell everybody what song that was that you just picked out. Wait, hold on. There you go. Is it not on?
Hello, hello.
There we go.
That was Pressure Drop.
Straight off the racks.
Yeah.
The freebies.
Yeah.
What else do you listen to now? What's some of your favorites? What's in your CD, you guys' CD players right now?
Actually, just recently it was Simon and Garfunkel and The Fall and Pink and Brown.
Nice.
In the same day.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Listening to the new Baby Shambles album a lot.
Me as well.
The Pogues. This is what's in there right now.
Right on. Have you guys seen any, been going out and seen any shows lately? Anybody you've seen recently that you think was quite amazing?
It's a tough question. Let's think.
There's so many terrible bands.
Let's wrap our brain. That's not hard. Let's wrap our brains around this one. Any think good bands?
I don't know.
Good shows.
Good shows. Thought,
well, Some Girls was good the other night.
Some Girls was good the other night.
I am kind of biased because we know them, so. Who knows? Maybe they sucked and we're just being their friends. I don't know. Yeah. But, I don't know. What do you guys?
Or the opposite, terrible shows. Somebody saw one that was awful.
It's horseshit show. Most of the shows we go to are probably complete and total dog turd.
Probably, yeah.
After you guys are on the road for so long, you know, touring and whatnot, when you come home, do you not want to see any shows? Kind of sick of seeing bands? Or
yeah, I don't go to shows that much.
Yeah.
Bron and I were actually just talking about this. About how depressing it is that on tour, it's pretty much guaranteed that the bands you play with are going to be offensively terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which kind of really lets you get an understanding of what you're dealing with out there.
Real eye-opener is what it is.
Yeah. It's a real high, how are you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough. There's a lot of crappy bands out there.
Yeah, there are.
And then once you come home, you're still sick of hearing bands or talking about bands.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want to do.
Really makes it take a long look in the mirror.
Makes you reevaluate the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Be like, do I want to do this anymore?
It just makes you question whether life is worth living, frankly.
You start having flashbacks of that office job, thinking maybe that wasn't so bad as you thought, right? It was.
Yeah. It actually paid.
You got money.
Yeah. It paid and you didn't have to sit through like some fucking shitty ass ninth wave Slayer ripoff.
Yeah.
You know?
Or sit in a van for like 9 hours to go see that shitty Slayer ripoff.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then have all of that shitty ninth wave Slayer ripoffs fans hate your band, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have to be nice to everyone so that they don't think you're an asshole. You know?
Yeah.
Smile your way through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare is what it is.
It's pretty rough.
You know exactly how
I've done it. That's why I'm not doing it anymore.
Hit the road.
That's why I don't want to. I don't like it.
It's a nightmare.
Any favorite spots? What's some of the favorite cities?
New York's the best.
Yeah.
New York's good.
I like New York.
Chicago.
It's fun, yeah.
Seattle.
Not only the bad bands that you see on the road, but I've noticed there's a lot of shitty cities, too. So when those like kind of bigger cities come up, you're like totally look forward to it. It's like,
have you noticed
finally.
That the state of Ohio is just chock full of ugly people too?
Yeah, Toledo is amazing.
Uh-huh. Cleveland,
amazingly
like
terrible.
Walking anuses.
It's awful. Yeah. Awful. Actually, you tried to go out once in Cleveland, and somebody told me a club to go to, and I was like, all right, finally, like go out to like a dance club or something, and it turned out to be a foam party. They still do foam parties in Cleveland.
A foam party?
Where people dance in bubbles.
It is. Oh, a foam
party. But I did ride in a taxi there with the taxi driver was playing porn in a full TV, like in his passenger seat, and left it on the entire time. So I guess, I don't know, maybe there's some highlights at Cleveland. Who knows? But enough about me. Something else you guys wanted to play that was sitting here.
This is Willie's Jam.
This is all stuff that's coming off of here in the studio. People just donate CDs and leave them here so they'll get played many times. And make sure I have it on the right one here. All right, here we go.
Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh yeah. Woo! Now when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'm gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. You got to believe me, woman. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him. Rather than me. you, babe. Johnny, I'm a main, Johnny. Johnny, I'm a main, Johnny.
All right, we're back. Strobe Life Radio. We're thinking of how many people are listening right now, but I'm sure there's a way to check, and they probably told me, but I'm still only been doing this for a couple weeks, and I don't know. We'll guess. Probably 4 or 5. There's probably more people in the studio right now. Maybe. It's kind of hit or miss, you know? Never know who's listening. And plus, it's going to be up. I'm recording right now, so it'll be up for people to listen to later as well.
Nice.
So tell me about Elton John.
What's there to say? He's a madman across the water. He's pretty much a genius, and now he's kind of bloated, but you know, he's still pretty awesome.
He's going to be huge someday.
Yeah. He's... I would still love to go see him, though. I don't know. Even though he wears a rug and he wears tons of makeup now.
Yeah. Isn't he doing... is he still touring? He's doing something in Vegas.
Yeah, he's got like a residency at some casino there.
Does he
Caesar's,
really?
Caesar's Palace. We
should take the drive.
Right out. After Celine.
Yeah. I think getting tickets to that is like... insane.
$1 million.
I think it probably sold out like a year in advance.
All right.
But I would love to.
He's a newlywed.
He is a newlywed.
Yeah.
Congrats, Elton. Yeah. But yeah.
All right, ready? So, we'll play a little Elton John here.
Here we go. Okay.
Good. All right. Is it playing? Well, we're gonna try to play it. I should have gave you guys the warning before that a lot of stuff doesn't work.
Oh, no.
Just keep going. Maybe just turn the volume up on that thing. That's probably the problem.
Crank it up.
There we go.
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. I'm not the man they think I am at home.
Cause it's nice to chase a little bit of smoke. I went down and turned the race to the little bit of smoke. The David Curtis got me, but he came up and looked like a stinker, like a drunken fucking Saturday night. I'm killing a bottle of smoke. Sweaty fucking blood, the one who came with eyes and tongue. The bell has got a bottle of smoke and my ass won. Sheriff's inquiry, something the fire, yeah, the bottle of smoke. Inquisitions and summer sessions, I had a bottle of smoke. Fuck the stairs and trip to the roof. We're getting all fuckers in Paris. So it's better to stir as a car. Come with the money and kill some hell of a load. Twenty fucking blood to the wind. Get the guys and die. But I was gonna put on a smoke. My ass won't.
This is Strobe Life Radio. Everybody check out myspace.com/StrobeLifeRadio. You can see all the other guests who have come on up here. Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's is coming on next week. And then...
is Jane Whedon going
to
be with her?
She'll probably try to come in because, you know, she wants all the attention.
Can you give her my number?
Maybe. We'll work something out. You can call in.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
I'm here with the Prayers today. And they're each picking a song off the little iPod. And maybe tell everybody again like where they can find out your show dates and stuff.
myspace.com/thefuckingprayers is where you can find where? All the info. There's good eye candy on there, nice pictures, things to get the lower half of your body, get the blood flowing.
It's not about the music, it's about the pictures.
It's about our raw sex-iness. That's really what it comes to. This is what it comes down to.
You can see it live and in person in a couple hours from now down at the Sirius store. So anybody who's listening, all you kids, go out and check out a free show. And what was the song we just played? That was Brian's pick.
That was called Bottle of Smoke by the Pogues.
And where are those guys from? Talk about the Pogues.
They're from London, but they're all mix, just like me. They're all dirty drunkards.
And then, what else did we play before that?
We got Andy's pick coming up next.
Yeah.
Sure thing, yeah.
Who is it? Tell everybody who you're going to play.
We got the Smiths.
The Smiths.
With Unlovable coming up here next.
All right. Do you prefer the Smiths or Morrissey?
I love them both, but I prefer the Smiths, I'd say.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good stuff. Yeah. Good tunes. All right. Play your song. Your pick.
All right.
Andy's jam.
And then Willie's gonna pick something here.
I know not a good place to be. Don't believe I a good place to be. Don't believe I speak a different language and it's never really been hard to me. Don't believe I have, oh no, cause it's never been hard for me. Me. What a good place to be. Don't believe I
All right, Strobe Life Radio, we're coming to an end, boys. What's going on? Is this a song you wanted to play?
No, we didn't press pause the iPod after that song stopped.
I messed up, sorry, I'm distracted.
God damn it, Jason, I thought you were a goddamn professional.
I'm not a professional, it's over, my radio career is over.
I thought you were the next Wolfman Jack. You're the next Alan Freed. Rodney Dangerfield.
There we go. But, yeah, truth be known, I come in here once a week with no plan. So if things get all screwed up, word. That's what happens. I have nothing mapped out, nothing what to do. But, so yeah, thank you guys for coming in. We're going to play another song before you guys go.
Cool.
And then I hope you guys, I'll be down at the show today. Hope you guys looking forward to it?
Yeah. I heard that already. It's being predicted it's going to be at max cap. Yeah. That building.
It's guest list only.
Yeah, so.
But it's all right. Good times. Like I said, be sure to chat Jacob for some free stuff.
For sure. We will.
Just point definitely. At stuff, you know? If you see a nice belt, be
point
like.
Point stuff and wink.
Be like, that belt would look really good on me. I then like emphasize you don't have any money. Good, ready?
We playing another track. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we're going to close the song.
Cool.
Is it on? All right, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Jason.
And I'll see you in a couple hours.
Yes.
Enjoy your food. Your authentic Mexican. All right, everybody. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
what you want.